USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently en route to Montana, where he is holding a rally tonight. Now, Senator Steve Daines will be with the president. Daines talked about how big of a deal it is to have the president coming to Montana.
We're thrilled to have President Trump out to Montana. The people of Montana are huge fans of President Trump. He's going to get a very, very warm welcome in Great Falls, Montana this afternoon.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zwig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He talks about how there has to be a plan in place already should something go wrong.
My guess is they've already got a contingency plan in the cave already. I can guarantee you at this point, if they got food and water, they've got a way to get them out in an emergency.
Yeah.
It just probably isn't the best circumstance. They're probably rehearsing how they're going to pull them out right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to North Korea. Now, this will be his third visit to the country. Pompeo is hoping to lay out a timeline for the denuclearization of North Korea. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says what we can expect out of this trip.
Well, I think what Mike Pompeo is going to say is that we made a serious effort to reach out to you, sit down with you, give you all of the trappings of international relevance. And if you betray us, then you need to understand that these consequences that you'll face from this administration are not the consequences of a strongly worded letter, which you might have received from previous administrations. There will be hell to pay, and I think that I mean that in the most literal way, if the North Koreans do not move toward denuclearization.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business and veteran broadcaster Ed Schultz, is dead. Schultz died reportedly of natural causes at his home in Minnesota. He was 64 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 16-year-old boy was verbally abused and assaulted at a restaurant for wearing one of Donald Trump's trademark Make America Great Again hats. The ordeal took place at a San Antonio, Texas Whataburger and was captured on video. It has over 2.5 million views. Now, unfortunately, we can't play you that audio because it's a little too graphic, but you can find it online if you'd like. Also, earlier this week in Washington, D.C., EPA Secretary Scott Pruitt was approached by a woman as well. Randy Sutton is a spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy Sutton is a spokesman for Blue Lives Matter and a former police lieutenant in Las Vegas. He talks about how restaurants do have a responsibility to keep their customers safe.
The restaurant owners who really have responsibility for the safety of their people should be calling the police, and they should be extricated immediately. You know, here's the thing. You know, we have this escalating problem with this bullying taking place, this division, and then you got Maxine Waters, who's like hanging around her cauldron, stirring the pot. The people in leadership positions, instead of calling for divisiveness and division and calling for people to harass others, need to talk about what makes this country great, and that is tolerance for each other. This indecent type of behavior is not only an embarrassment to our nation, but it is leading to dangerous situations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.